You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. When we talk about transitions in our daily lives, often it's trying to figure out how to squeeze out 20 minutes to do that thing you love. You know, the whole work-life balance. I sometimes hate that phrase. But business coach Lauren Bacon came up with something different. It's a matrix. One vertical line, one horizontal, with four quadrants. I'm going to let her explain how it works.
The vertical axis, from bottom to top, it goes from depleting your energy to energizing you. And then the other axis, the horizontal axis, goes from left to right, other people's priorities, and then there's a spectrum over to your priorities. So we find on the left upper side would be things that are energizing, but that are other people's priorities. So for a lot of us, that might be where our vocation lies, right? It's something that really brings us some joy, but we do it primarily because somebody else is asking us to do it. The upper right quadrant is the stuff that I call fun and purpose. It's where fun and purpose overlap.
And what goes in those bottom two quadrants that go down toward the depleting side of things?
The lower left quadrant I call drudgery. It's the stuff that's both depleting and at somebody else's priority. And we all have some of this in our life, but the goal, as far as I see it, is to minimize the amount of this stuff that we do. The lower right quadrant is the stuff that I just call tasks. You kind of just want to do it efficiently. You want to get it out of the way and you want to move forward.
Is there some sort of ideal balance you think of how much of your life should be in each of these quadrants?
My experience is that many of us have almost nothing in that upper right quadrant. That energy lights up all the other areas of your life. Everything starts to become really clear, your priorities become clear, and you have a lot more energy for everything else.
We are still in a fairly raw economic moment, even though the economy is improving. Do you think this matrix can be applied to lots of people who are struggling to pay their bills, get their kids fed out the door to school? Do you get any discomfort with trying to say, here's how you put some fun back in your life?
I've thought about that a lot. And as a mom of a very busy toddler, it's challenging to find the so-called me time, right, in a day.
And make it cheap.
Yeah, it doesn't come cheaply. What I've found is I need to cut myself slack in other areas in order to prioritize that stuff. So it might be that my deal with myself is that I take it easy on the screen time for my kid and say, you know what, he gets half an hour a day so that I can write for half an hour a day.
I've seen a lot of people get sort of snowed by whatever the dream project is. You have a wonderful metaphor to flossing your teeth. Can you explain that?
Yeah. This is lifted shamelessly from Leo Babada. Rather than trying to floss your teeth every day and get into the teeth flossing habit, just floss one tooth. It's so preposterously easy that if you don't do it, you'll feel silly. And once you do one, you'll feel silly not doing two or not doing at least all your upper teeth or whatever it is, you know? So it's sort of about what's that first little snowflake that starts to make a snowball.
So my producer just hopped in my ear and she wants to know where each of us fall on this axis, where we are. How balanced are you, Lauren?
I think all of us have something in each quadrant. I have a lot of autonomy and freedom in my life, so I'd say I'm definitely on the more energized side of the spectrum. And I try to balance myself between, you know, other people's priorities and my own. I would say I'm kind of right in that middle ground. Middle upper. That would be me. How about you?
Oof. I definitely can get a little martyry. I recognize that about myself. But I was very sick a couple of years ago, and one of the things I learned was how to take time off. And so I learned how to take a day and go fly fishing. That has edged me more up toward fun and purpose. And I have learned that purpose energizes me probably more than anything else. So like reporting a great story, then I'm on fire. Lauren Bacon is a business and leadership coach. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Maybe you've never been asked, hey, what do your quadrants look like? Well, we want to know. Tell us where you'd show up on Lauren's chart by visiting marketplaceweekend.org.